Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Oh, Damien, it has been an absolute massive week. Road testing, beauty treatments, beauty hacks with our very own Jade.
Look, Jade has been an absolute trooper. Last Friday, she talked about different techniques, different beauty techniques that celebrities are using. On Monday, we tried the Sandra Bullock hemorrhoid cream on her face.
Yeah, the butt cream.
Yeah, the butt cream. It wasn't so successful. Then we took it up a notch. We went to a little bit of toothpaste on Tuesday as an exfoliant.
Minty fresh.
Yeah, made her face a little bit, you know, a bit stiff. Then we went bananas the next day. Yesterday, we went vampire treatment, as in blood getting sucked out of one area.
The Kardashians are all over that at the moment,
full
right?
On. That's, yeah. Full on. Today, it's milk bath time. Now,
this is all thanks to our good mate. big thanks to the Wave FM milkman, Pete from More Than Milk, who came up with this cracking idea.
Why don't you go back 2,000 years ago when Cleopatra... And she was a beautiful lady.
Oh, yeah.
kept herself looking lovely, bathing in milk.
It's got calcium.
It's got calcium. It's got everything. It keeps you going all night.
Keeps you going all night.
That's where we're at now.
We are just Facebook close Live. Here.
Yeah. I'm just holding this up to the microphone. Jade is out on our deck at the moment, preparing with Facebook Live happening at the moment. So you can jump onto our Facebook page and check out all the action. Mate, you're about to scoot out there now, and Jade will enter the Cleopatra milk bath.
I'm heading that way right now. All right, so here I go. I'm making my way from the studio out onto one of our many rooftops here. We've got a number of rooftops, and I'm making my way out. There she is. There's Jade. It's a cold Friday up here. It looks like it might actually rain. Jade, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling fresh. The wind chill factor, I was just saying on our Facebook Live video, it feels like it's coming straight off Mount Kosciuszko. Like, of all the days, we had a heat wave on Tuesday. It was 40 degrees, and now it's freezing.
Well, look, I mean, we've got a massive bath here. Okay, this is the biggest bath that we could get. It's a shell bath, isn't it?
Thanks, Innovation Pools and Spas, for this setup here. Many hours went into making this pool.
All right, Jade, I think without further ado, let's get this show on the road. Get in the bath. Get in the bath. All right, so we've already put some milk in. Dino, would you like to... you've got to actually sit down in this. It is a milk bath. I'm going to get... All right. Are you feeling already... All right. All right. So... We are applying the milk now as it... All right. How's it feeling on your skin? Do you feel like a transformation is happening? Now we didn't do your face. I think you need to get some on your face.
All right.
A bit on your face there. How's it feeling?
Oh, it's feeling beautiful, yeah. It's about, I don't know. Did you just pull that out of the freezer, didn't you? Because it's like ice milk, ice cold.
We, myself and Dino, did actually put two containers in the freezer, so it was super cold, especially for you. This is a radio first, I reckon.
Yeah, I think really it is. So how long do I have to sit in this for?
We'll see you at the end of the show, Jade, all right? You stay out here on the rooftop.
Gotta have an ice bath after the game. That's what I'm feeling like right now. So this better work, Cleopatra. This better work, or I'm coming for you. I'm gonna hunt down your tomb.
Good on you, Jade. We will come back. We will see how she's doing. But I think right now we just gotta let her stew. Oh, kind of stew. I suppose.
Milk. I was saying too that I just got a spray tan yesterday, so the water may turn brown. That's my disclaimer. It's spray tan. It's nothing else.
It has already started turning brown. If anyone can see this. All right.
Hello.
Jade, we are leaving you in the pool. We will see you very, very soon. Yeah, you're a good sport. Back
all
to
right.
You, Dino.
The Cleopatra milk bath, the beauty treatment. You can check out all the action right now. It's unfolding on Facebook Live. And hey, feel free to try it at home across the weekend.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Hypothetical question of the week. Feel free to play along at home.
Oh, this always puts us on the spot. Yeah, so you put us on the spot and we've got to... tell you what we would do given a situation.
Yeah. And, and being a Friday, it's a bit of a fun one.
Yeah.
And a couple of mixed bags.
Oh, mixed bags.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. So
is this a rapid
couple
fire
of quickies.
One?
Yeah, a bit of a rapid fire one for you.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
We'll certainly start off on a bit of a fun angle here. If your life, this is easy for you, Damien, if your life was a theme song, what would that song be?
Welcome to the House of Fun. That's Madness. And the House of Fun. That would be our household song.
Well, actually, I can relate with that as well. Yeah. But mine would be, I had the night of my life.
Yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
That's it. Beautiful song. For those who haven't heard it, you should look it up. It's called Night of My Life.
By this guy, he's great.
Just check it out.
If you've been listening to the show this week, just don't ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to.
She won't be able to find it.
No.
She.
All right, here's one for you. If one day next week you were to wake up as the opposite sex to what you are now, first thing you would do?
Look at myself. Rude. Well, just out of curiosity.
First thing I would do would be more than look at myself. Because you would. It's like, you would because, it's something you always wonder. I'd wee standing up. That's what I'd do.
Oh, you've missed out. It's an amazing thing. It really is, really is. You know you can buy little devices now that women can wear.
The lady on the full Monty who goes into the boys' toilet and wee standing up.
Oh, yeah, that's right, actually. So it is possible.
It has been tried before and it's hard.
It's a skill. It's a skill.
All right. Okay, and our third and final our hypothetical question of the week, here we go. If you were required by law, Jaden Damien, to get a full body tattoo. Oh. What tat are you getting?
Full body tattoo.
Body tattoo. Mine's going to be a tan.
I want her tan. I want the same thing. Lock it in. That's a great idea.
Isn't it good? Yeah. Just tattooing a tan on us.
There's only so long we can be white and pasty for.
I've been getting the spray version for many years.
Oh, wouldn't
it
that
be so permanent?
Cool.
That'd be awesome.
All right, lock
Why
it in.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Well, they do eyebrow tattoos. Why can't they do tan tattoos?
I know. Jeez. I think you just came up with a great business idea. That's it. Lock me in. Either I'll do a henna style. Anything. Anything.
Be henna. It's kind of like that watercolour henna thing.
Just paint ourselves.
Well, there you go, Willowara. There's a bunch of hypo questions. If you get stuck, things are a bit awkward in the kitchen at work today and you need a question to throw at one of your workmates.
There's a couple
right there.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
So you're going to make a piece of toast in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You get to the loaf of bread.
Yep.
It's a new loaf of bread.
Oh, new. Okay.
You cut off a slice.
Yeah.
And it's then that you notice on said slice there's two little dots of mould.
Oh. On the crust.
On the crust.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
Do you throw
it in the bin?
That's fine.
Or do you just cut off the next slice and then put it in the toaster and eat it?
Well, it's just like a spot, right?
It's not.
So you just get your fingers and you just pinch the little spot and throw it in the bin.
And then whack it
in the toaster.
That's what I would do.
No, you did.
See, the hypothetical
And you've been feeling sick all week, haven't you?
Yeah, well...
You know why?
Why?
Because you're eating blue mould bread. It's like...
Blue-made cheese, mate. That's got mould in it.
Yeah. They don't sell blue mold bread, though. They sell the cheese because they know they've done the test on it and it's fine. You don't go into a store and they go, hey, did you buy the blue mold loaf of sourdough? Because it's on sale today, special edition.
Well, it was sourdough and it was on special, so I thought I'd get some. And then when I had a slice, there was like a little bit of mold on it. So I just pick off the bits of mold, made some toast.
Oh, jeez.
Is that okay? Because my husband was like, you don't do that. But I'm like, the other bits don't look moldy. I don't want to waste $4.
I would do that every 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, see, I'm the same.
What are you doing with your bread in your house? It's lasted that long to go all blue mold.
It's because no one eats bread in your house.
Yeah.
It's been so humid and everything seems to be getting mouldy like quicker, especially in Jamboree. I don't know if it's a valley thing.
We got those Fogo things and that's what you do with bread like that. You put it into the Fogo.
But it was only a tiny bit. once I picked it off, there was no mold left.
No, because I don't know. I mean, that's tentacles. There's like tentacles coming out of that mold. It's hairy.
And like tentacles. It's not Spider-Man bread.
It's spider. You don't know where it's travelled in the bread. Just because you see it there on the surface, it could be anywhere in the bread.
But if I pick it off, then it's gone.
Yeah, but me, and I'm assuming you're the same, we're putting it in the toaster.
Yeah.
Doesn't that extreme heat kill any cooties?
I don't know about that.
Isn't a bit of mold good for you? Isn't it like penicillin?
Yeah, if it is penicillin. There's no guarantee there's actually penicillin that's on your bread.
Oh, hogswash.
And by the way, you could be allergic to penicillin.
What do other... Oh, I'm not allergic to penicillin.
Oh, so you're fine. All right, okay.
But what would other people do?
Straight in the bin.
Pick the mold off, toast it.
And we're not talking the whole slices blue and green. No. It's just those little spots. Is that what you got?
Yeah, just a tiny little bit of mold. And I didn't want to waste it. I just got in the loaf. Yeah.
No. Just pick them off and whack it in the toaster.
That's me.
It's in the bin.
I'm sorry, you guys. Jeez.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm worried about you now.
In featuring Steph. Mouldy bread, would you or would you not eat it?
Oh, look, honestly, we saw plenty of that when we were kids, you know, living out on a farm and what have you. We saw plenty of that.
Yeah.
Dad just said, you know, a bit of penicillin will never hurt you, sis, you know. So, you know, I mean, obviously we knew, us older kids knew what was going on, but the younger ones didn't. But that's the way it was out in the bush.
That's
just
it.
Just pick the mould off and eat it.
And if you had an infection, got rid of it.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly. It's just part of living in the bush, I guess.
Medicinal bread.
Medicinal bread, yeah.
Medicinal bread, exactly. It's no wonder we weren't sick when we were kids. There you go. There's got to be something in that, doesn't there?
Steph, that was awesome. Okay, but you know what? I've got to be totally honest with you. I'm not convinced that anyone should be eating this stuff.
Let's find out once and for all. Let's go to a professional. Dr. Christine Heffernan from Shell Harbour Family Healthcare. Mouldy bread, is it okay just to pick off the bits of mould, put in the toaster and Bob's your uncle?
Oh, it's very tempting, but unfortunately what you see isn't what you get because it has roots and it sends it down through the bread. The whole loaf is probably contaminated.
Oh, okay. What happens if you eat mould? Is it bad for you?
It can be really bad for you. Obviously we think of mould like penicillin and, you know, blue cheese and they're all fine. But there are lots of different molds. You don't know what's on your bread. Oh. And if you inhale, like, the spores, some people get asthma or lung problems. Oh. If you eat it, you can be allergic to it and even have an anaphylactic reaction. And mold can produce toxin, which is like a chemical that can, yeah, make you really sick, poison you almost. So, like, chances are remote, but not worth the risk.
Not worth the risk when you can buy another loaf for $2.40.
Yeah, except when you're hanging for that bit of toast and it seems very tempting.
See, I knew there was a reason why I don't eat this stuff. I told you, it was dodgy, Jade.
Dodgy.
I've said it from day one. It's dodgy. You should not eat it.
Thank you. And now we've had a professional opinion. If the bread's mouldy, throw it out.
Absolutely.
Or can we give it to the ducks?
No, don't give it to them either.
Oh, right, okay. No one's eating it. Compost bin. Thanks, Christine.
No, that ain't my fault either.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
You know, every single day here we stumble upon different stories or we're tagged on stories on Facebook and quite often they're comical or they're this or they're that. But every now and then you come across something that just hits you right in the heart or you're right in the guts. And I heard about a story. I was tagged in a story yesterday by a couple of musician friends. And as I read the whole story, I was just really... I mean, you guys would know about this because I started talking to you guys about it. Even though we were in the middle of something else, I started talking to you guys because it really got to me.
Yeah.
A young 12-year-old, his name is Kyan Pennell, tragically died last week in a freak accident on a farm out in Gympie. Terrible situation. 12-year-old. You know, just it's every parent's worst nightmare. Absolutely. The last thing you ever want for anyone. Ooh. For anyone. What makes this story, I suppose, a little bit even more tragic, he was a very gifted musician, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Which all happened in a short space of time. Over the course of 7 months, only 7 months, okay, from having a piano in an Airbnb house that they had, he got to this level. Check this out.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
It's fair to say he's a bit of a prodigy. Because he's only 12 years old.
12 years of age.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible. I mean, I can't even fathom being able to play something like that. And there's videos of him online playing this, and really and truly, he was incredible.
And that's old school stuff, right?
That's Chopin.
That's Chopin.
Wow. How long would it take someone normally to learn that, like years and years?
Oh, you know, unless you've just got an absolute flair for it, which he did, because, you know, looking into his story more, he learned Fur-Elise in two nights.
He
just got, you know, fully engulfed in it, and as I said, absolutely tragic. The poor unfortunate passed away just earlier this week, and a terrible situation. But what kind of changes the story a little bit is the fact that his mother, Amanda, she told everybody earlier this week how she discovered something that he had left behind.
Well, looking through his stuff, as you do when you don't expect someone close to you to pass, there was a blank music book, and flicking through, there was nothing in it except right in the middle page, there was this composition. I didn't even realize that he was, you know, composing to that level. I didn't even know that he was able to write music.
Now, so right in the middle of this book, she's after discovering that he had started composing his own music. So not only had he started learning incredible pieces of classical music at a phenomenal level, but he had started composing his own music. So Amanda has asked now that anyone out there, she doesn't read music herself. And actually, I got to be totally honest with you, I'm someone who plays by ear.
Yeah.
So I play by ear. So I can read bits and pieces of music, but what I'd love is for anyone who's out there right now listening to us, okay, we've got a copy of the piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda's wish, his mother, is that people will play the piece of music and maybe even add their own flair to it, even finish it off.
Yeah, because it was unfinished, wasn't it?
It was unfinished, an unfinished piece of music from this young 12-year-old. And we'd love to hear. I'd love to hear what the piece of music sounds like.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear. So there's somebody in the LOR right now who loves playing the piano, who's into composing, who'd love to take this piece of music and record it for us. I think it would be a wonderful thing to do. You know, a young musician lost far too soon. And
yes.
It's such a sad, sad story. And he's left behind this little piece of music.
Wouldn't it be so lovely for the family to get a recording of that piece of music brought to life?
Yeah, well, that's right.
Kind of like a parting gift for them that they can treasure forever.
Yeah. Well, if you're a music teacher across the Illawarra, or you're handy on the keyboards, you can tickle the ivories at a pretty good standard.
And you can read music.
Yeah. Give us a buzz, 4275 1965, or you can jump onto our Facebook page, and Damo, you'll organise to get a copy of that sheet music where it's at this point.
Absolutely.
From Kyan.
And we would love to hear you composing it and playing it.
It would be so good, wouldn't it?
Awesome. Absolutely. Okay.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Joke of the Damien.
Well, if not every call, the players of Double or Nothing.
Every caller who gets to wear for Double or Nothing.
There we go. All right, hey, listen, actually, before I tell the joke, join the 3-day challenge, everyone. No alcohol on Feb 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Sounds good.
Are we all in on that?
Yeah.
All right, there was a philosophy class. Teacher turns around and says, all right, kids, give me an analogy as to how we live our life. So the first student turns around and says, like a star, seen and admired by everyone, but far enough to be untouched by their thoughts and misdeeds.
Oh, wow.
Very deep. That's philosophy. They're very deep, these guys. The second student says, like a lion. I think it was deep. Yeah. Like a lion, king of my world and fierce to the last breath.
Oh.
Very profound. The third student turns around and says, like a fart. Make others laugh when I'm born. Provide relief, happiness to my creator. Make my presence felt to everyone. I meet and leave the world making them wonder about my origin.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.